Welcome back to the Japan Business and Real Estate News Podcast. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Today, I'm focusing on the pandemic shifts and the effects on the Japanese property market and lifestyle, specifically the growing interest of investors, multifamily properties, and changing Japan's rigid work culture. So let's begin. You might think that with COVID-19 and between people keen on running away from major urban centers to get away from crowds and Japan's aging demographics, the residential property market would take a hit. Not so. In fact, just the opposite. Institutional investors have been pouring funds into portfolios. Take Seville's Investment Management, for example. Under its Japan Residential Fund No. 2, it recently acquired a 24 billion yen, that's US dollars 218 million, portfolio of 10 assets in residential markets in central and outer Tokyo, central Osaka, and central Nagoya. Another example, AXA Investment Managers, the alternative asset division under the French insurer's investment management business, paid 4.2 billion yen in May 2021 for two residential towers in the Miyagi prefectural capital of Sendai. This was the site of the 2011 Tohoku earthquake and tsunami. Sendai's status as a hub for the Tohoku region has made it home to a number of well-known educational institutions. AXA said the two towers have been designed to appeal to young, single occupants, including students, and dual-income couples because of their affordable rents and proximity to both the city center and nearby Tohoku University. This purchase marked AXA's 15th investment into Japan's residential market with a total portfolio of 71.4 billion yen so far. Now, why the interest? As Alex Jeffrey, global CEO of Seville's Investment Management, puts it, Japan has the largest institutional residential market in the Asia Pacific. And Greater Tokyo is the largest urban agglomeration globally with close to 37 million residents. So that gives rise to a huge amount of investment opportunities and liquidity. Furthermore, according to investment manager M&G Real Estate, the outlook is that the surge of COVID-19 infections will not be a long-term threat. Already, robust competition from investors has caused asset prices to soar, bringing the yields to a low 3% from 4%. Now, what in this investment paradox is the asset class of choice? Since the pandemic erupted, the multifamily sector has become increasingly popular. A couple of reasons. One, partly because multifamily housing is a relatively mature sector in Japan, accounting for approximately 14% of annual volumes on average over the last 10 years, this according to AXA. Two, with consistently high occupancy rates, multifamily real estate assets provide stable income. Overall, young Japanese are still attracted to the big cities and job opportunities compared to New York and London, where droves of workers have been leaving high-density areas for the suburbs as more companies adopt flexible work locations. Now, let's talk about that flexible work. The pandemic has been the catalyst for many shifts. Could one such shift involve changing Japan's rigid work culture? The country is actually considering adopting a four-day work week instead of five. This, after more than a year of work from home and increased flexibility, have opened the eyes of many workers who have discovered the concept of work-life balance. being able to take care of family members, further their education, and quite simply, taking better care of themselves. This idea of a four-day work week has been gaining momentum and popularity globally for a better future. Of course, the other side of the coin is the concern that productivity would lag and possible pay cuts. Microsoft in Japan instituted a temporary three-day weekend in August 2019, which resulted in a reported 40% increase in productivity, according to the company, and reduced electricity consumption and paper printing. So, pay cuts are yet to be determined. The four-day work week won't happen tomorrow, but Japan's annual economic policy guidelines have unveiled plans to push employers to adopt four-day work weeks, marking official acceptance. So the cycle is in motion. That's it for this episode, folks. Thanks for listening. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. We hope you will visit our updated website with business news and property listings at nippontradings.com. At NTI, this is Pretty, keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market. If you are new to the Japanese property market and have questions, we are always happy to talk shop. Drop us a line at info@nippontradings.com. We'll be right back.